Joining me on the KRDO Newsline is we have someone every Monday morning at this time join us. We have Sonny Smaldino with the Colorado Springs Fire Department. And Sonny, thanks so much for joining us here on a Monday morning.
Yeah, it's a little foggy and dreary, but, you know, we're getting ready for all that nice warm weather coming our way. We're
exactly.
Hoping this moisture helps us out. Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely need the moisture. Can't say that enough. And we have some warm weather on the way. But today we're looking at some tips to make sure that your house is still fire safe. And let's start with those exhaust fans.
Yeah, it's one of those things that we commonly use in our bathrooms to get those steams and smells and all those fun things that happen in bathrooms out. So what the problem we see is a lot of people leave them running a long time, or they just don't clean them. So it's one of those things that we don't pay a whole lot of attention to because it's up on the ceiling. We turn it on, it runs. The problem is, what its job is to do is to take all of that, suck all that air out of that space and get it out of the house. So when it's doing that, though, it's bringing up lint and debris and hair and all those things that float around in the air that need to be cleaned out. Because what that will do is it will actually clog up that fan that makes it, the motor in the fan that will make it run. It will start to overheat, and that can create a fire. And we've had a couple of those recently in town. So just making sure that we're looking at those, as well as those attic fans that we all have that maybe you don't even know you have. We want to get up and take a look at those things.
And can I assume the same precautions, maybe even a little bit more, also goes for the range hood and those exhaust fans in the kitchen, as well as not only do they suck things up, but they have so much more close proximity to heat and grease and other conductors?
Absolutely. So if you have one of those which is very common, having a microwave over where you're cooking, that's going to, you can turn that fan on, get all that, but it is sucking up all those combustible materials, which are the grease and all the things that the debris that comes off the food. Depending on how clean or messy of a cook you are, you might have a little bit more than others, but there are different filters for that, keeping that regularly maintained. These are easy things to do, and making sure that you are paying attention, because it just is, it's kind of, you know, one of those unfortunate grown-up homeowner things that we all have to pay attention to. And a lot of people will keep litter boxes in a bathroom and they'll run that fan so that the odor goes away. That's a lot of times we'll see that happening, because a lot of that pet hair will get brought up in there and tied around those fans and in the motors. So that's definitely something to take a look at. I would say the attic is one place we don't typically go around here. We have basements. We do have our attic spaces, but they're not used like they are in other areas of the country. So making sure you're familiar with all areas of your house, and, you know, taking that time to get up and make sure that everything's in good working order is a good time to do it right now.
Exactly. And if you're on that cleaning binge, especially looking at these areas we've been talking to, things that take a lot of dust, debris from inside the house out, also definitely time to check those dryer vents as well, especially after a lot of use during the winter months.
Absolutely. Thanks for bringing that one up. Those are always, you know, an ongoing problem, and making sure you've cleaned that lint out. We see a lot of people using those fabric softener sheets to wipe their lint off of the screen, but those things also have waxy buildup in them. So over time, your dryer vent, your lint collector is going to collect some of that, all that. It is combustible material. You're basically wiping that on there. It'll heat up, and we've seen fires result from lint buildup along with that wax buildup on those screens. So not a bad idea to take that out once in a while and give it a good little scrub, some mild soap, and let it dry and stick it back in, and you're good to go. But making sure everything stays free and clean. These are little easy things, but they can create some significant issues for families if we're just not paying attention. So take an extra 5 minutes throughout the week and just check on those little things around your house that you just probably a little shocking when you pull your bathroom fan down and you've never done it before. Might want to take a look at what's happening up there.
Exactly. And as you mentioned, just a couple minutes now, a little annoyance in your week could definitely help avert a disaster and much more of an issue down the road. Sonny Smaldino with the Colorado Springs Fire Department, thanks so much for joining me this morning. We'll talk again with the Springs Fire Department again next week.
Have a great week. Thank you.
You as well.